Taşı dele. Let's see. Now is that time our class start? May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. I'm going to read again. It's important to meditate again and again. But just at least read once is also called one type of practice. Just read continuously. The Bodhisattva's garland of jewels. Homage to the Avalokiteshvara. Homage to gurus. To the gurus, homage to the devotional deities. Abandon all thoughts and cherish persistent practice. Thoroughly abandon sleep, mental dullness and laziness. And always make offering with the joyful present perseverance. With the mindfulness, awareness and the carefulness. Always protect the doors of your senses. Again and again, three times, both day and night. Examine the flow of your thoughts. Review your own shortcomings, but do not seek out others' mistakes. Conceal your own good qualities, but proclaim of those others. Forsake gain and respect. At all times, relinquish profit and the fame. Have a modest desires. Be easily satisfied and reciprocate kindness. Reciprocate, I think this is read as reciprocate kindness. Repay the kindness like that. Cultivate love and compassion and stabilize your bodhicitta. Void of 10 negative actions and always ensure your faith is strong. Overcome anger and arrogance and be endowed with humility. Relinquish wrong livelihood and to be nourished by the Dharma. Forsake material possessions. Embellish your own, or you can say adorn yourself with the wealth of noble ones. Avoid of business and distractions, and reside in the solitude of the wilderness. The wealth of faith and the discipline of learning and of generosity, of decency and shame, and the wealth of wisdom, and these are the seven riches. These precious and excellent jewels are the seven treasures that never run out. Do not speak these two non-humans. Abandon gossip always guard your speech. When you see your gurus and the preceptors, reverently generate the wish to serve. Towards those wise beings with Dharma eyes and toward beginners on the path as well, regard them as your spiritual teachers. And when you see any sentient being, regard them as your parents or children. Give up negative friends and rely on true spiritual friends. Eliminate hatred and unhappy mental states and be happy where you choose to go. Abandon attachment to all things and stay free from desire. Attachment not only keeps you from the beneficial rebirths, in fact, it kills the life of a true liberation. When you encounter with the cause of happiness, strive constantly to put them into practice. Whatever task you set out to do, accomplish that very first thing. In this way, everything will turn out well. If not, nothing will succeed. Since you take no pleasure in negative deeds, when the thoughts of self-importance arises, at that instant, deflect your pride and recall your guru's instructions. When discouraged thoughts rises, uplift your mind and meditate on emptiness. When objects of attachment or aversion appear, view them as illusion or projections. When you hear unpleasant words, view them as the echoes. When you suffer physical harm, see it as a result, the result of your past actions. Live entirely in solitude beyond tongue limits, like the carcass of the wild animal, hiding yourself away and live free of attachment. Always be firm with your commitment. Whenever a feeling of laziness or exhaustion rises, at that instant, enumerate your shortcomings and recall the essence of conduct. Whenever you meet others, speak calmly and sincerely. Do not grimace or frown, but always maintain a smile. I think we done this part. Let's see. No, it's also this. In general, when you see others, do not be stingy. Be happy to give. Relinquish all thoughts of jealousy. To help guard others' mind, and forsake all disputation, and be endowed with a forbearance. I think we are here now. What we are? So this one, I think it's very, very important. Everybody think how to protect myself, or even you practice Dharma, you think of how to be properly kind of regulate or discipline your mind, speech, and physical action, the actions of three doors. But also you have a sense of responsibility to guard others' mind too, because you think others doesn't really, I don't have a power or the method to kind of help calm others' mind or regard others' mind. But actually we do, because we have a linked, or we can all social, like a societal beings. We have these interactions with always with the people, whether you're using website or social medias, even phone, telephone, cell phone. Those, if you leave some comment online, then even that also indirectly or directly disturbing others' mind, or helping to heal others' mind, or possible kind of entertaining people. So your actions actually impact others' mind, and also where they how they respond for those actions. So if you don't want to be disturbed, similarly, you don't want to disturb others' peace and their happiness. If you don't want to negative consequences of life, so also other people also don't want to have a bad karma in their life and in future lives too, or in their future life. So we should all try to help self and others to avoid negative deeds. These, especially today, in ancient time, maybe it's much less impact human between, only very small circle. You live in township or village, you meet maybe less than 100 people daily life. But today, like you can suddenly reach many people. Some people use the internet. Maybe last year, this person is unknown by people, but this year he already have maybe tens of thousands of people following and or knows this, spreading different information, action, activities. So nowadays, I think it's more important to not make conflict between groups of people, different faith, political views, and also the, you know, the commercial the competition in those kind of in order to success, they are using many methods to denounce others, or harming illegally, even attacking others. So those things happens. So generally, when you are meeting with the people, genuineness, as we said before, when you meet people, speak to people, you don't kind of raising sharp voice to scare people. You also speak with the calm and gently, honestly, speak with the sincerely, avoiding of creating misunderstandings and harmness. So these, I think it's important to say it's actually indirectly also guarding others' mind. But of course, sometimes we are too afraid of disturbing others' mind, then sometimes necessary kind of communication also not happening is possible sometimes. So it's the timing and with whom, which way you speak, and the way to deliver message to others, your own message to others. So it's a kind of important. Even particular words you choose to say, and how the words has a weight. So if you use too light, maybe not reaching that impact, the magnitude the situation, the magnitude of situation. If you use too strong words, maybe also it's overwhelming or over-exaggerating the situation. So you have to use right way, right words and sentences to describe certain things. People understand others' mind by their words, by their kind of a speech. So it's very, very be careful of what you say actually in nowadays. Even ancient time, always this, I think we already read, right? Yes, not yet. Said when you were alone, you analyze or watch your own mind, and when you in the crowd or when you dealing with the people, is watch out your words. It's very much is very important, very much and impact a lot of impact on the words people saying to individuals' mind. So be careful. And also, even others, maybe some people may not that care for if they say something, words are out of their emotion, and some people excited, so over-exaggerating, or some people have fixed view, so they try to drag in some words to a non-suitable situation. In those circumstances, what you do, and you also imitating or use a similar methods or way to respond. No, actually it said you should be indulged with the forbearance. That means we should be patient, tolerant to many things. Even they said something not very appreciated by yourself, by you, but then one can continually kind of open their mind, not immediately to respond in negative way, but just listen. It's just because everyone has their own mind to regulate. So you, it's your turn to continue to watch your own mind. And if you can see others' expression is not the proper way, then actually it's not your mistake. It's their kind of a way of expression, and choosing words is wrong. So you are not responsible for that. But if you react for that irregular or a situation, then maybe you also losing the ground of a genuine and honest, and sometimes maybe you try to correct them, but you with the anger, it's difficult to change others' mind and behavior. So not helping, at least then don't say anything. It's better just watch and listen, and sometimes they become normal or logical by calming their own mind. If someone kind of offends or try to correct them, then they are continuously driven by emotion and not accepting the fact. But everyone has genuinely ask you what is your view, you can say as much kind of if you can say whatever you think is right, but if the person although they were asking questions but they're not really interested about any answer, then it's also just practice the forbearance, not saying much is better. And then be free of flattery and fickleness in friendship. Be satisfied, steadfast. Be steadfast and reliable all the times. Do not disparage others, but always treat everyone with respect. So either some, you try to not disturbing others' mind, but guarding others' and mind in order to kind of also common interest to having peaceful and friendship, friendly kind of relationship in this manner. So you practice patience, forbearance, these. At the same time, if somebody disturbs you, you try to practice patience, but at the same time, maybe you have some opinion about this. Some people are not easy to deal or not easy kind of be with. So these situations happen, then people may lose the respect of others. So continuously, even one can making mistakes in different circumstances, one not able to master of control their own mind in some situation, but later on they can do better. So always be respect of others. But here said, you don't, because you want to have a good relationship with all the people, all different type of people. You always please them with a smile. Maybe it's not the best way. Sometimes just remain calm and inside of your mind have this tolerance and openness. But maybe not necessarily kind of agree everything they said, or if you don't want to smile, don't just be regular. You don't need to kind of flattery, right? Let's say the flattery. be free of flattery. So it's your independent and your own, how to say, every sentient beings have their own well-being or majesty, could like a sin. These lives are secret. Sacred means you recognize others' life also important, and also same time your own opinion or what you think or what you, how to say, be with the with sacred means everyone can behave better. And even in the seeds of enlightenment says everyone have a potential to enlightenment. So in ancient time, many people with the higher autocracy, let's say, in civilized, so-called civilized, it means more gentle, more logical kind of people with a, maybe not only rational, but with a good regulating their own emotion, have a good moral principles. Those people have a genuinely calm mind. And I heard one old man, he said, in Indonesia, there are more than 10,000 islands, people live in different islands. All the civilization of Hinduism and Buddhism have a very deep impact most of the islands, and said the most kind of, you can see people, most of the gentle people, and they have the old kingdoms, how to say, maybe not the right word to say autocracy, let's see, noble families, yes. the noble family people, they were generally where they're choosing the words and the describing situation or call somebody else's name or using the verb or nouns. Those words are quite nice and pleasant for ear and very meaningful. And if you meet with them, they are not very rough or proud or waggy or something, but very gentle and very friendly. So you can consider those are qualities of those noble people, noble clans, or yeah, sometimes even. But people use rough kind of words now is in really big, maybe impacted by movie or even there is a regulation. If you are using certain words that are public, then you should see in English, they see sound beep, like not try to not hurt in those words. But people thinking those are cool or I don't know, maybe even it's acceptable in a kind of wide kind of range of a circle, you can say those words. So I think those, maybe you can count language, flattery, let's see, and also language use, maybe not dirty language, but those language is not very elegant and respectful. Those are count as a sign of degeneration. It said degeneration means the weapons are very sophisticated is one sign of a degeneration. And the human mind are not really interested about the spiritual development is a kind of sign of degeneration. And one is another, I think the language use of a very use language more in disturbing others' mind, that type of language is also a sign of degeneration. So it said, don't look down yourself, don't look down others, but be kind of friendly and patient when you meet with the people or associate with the people, work with the people, co-work with the people. You always have a kind of a nice decency in you and your action. Pop culture may be sometimes very influential in all of the place. Some developed from the street game community. Even then, fashion become fashion all over the world. So in those times, maybe you should be careful of that too. Maybe the sound or rhythm, maybe it's okay, but it's in the words, maybe sometimes if so much violence and sexuality or these many things should keep more in private or something, but maybe now it's become very, very popular. So in consider those also. And everyone may not have, we may have a different standards on the acceptance, but you can respect them, everyone. But same time also, maybe it's not your type of tea, cup of tea, then you can kind of keep distance. And then it said anything it's new or something coming, new things have a good side, maybe has also something is good to have a new, something is not very important, not very good. So in Tibetan proverbs, they said, or it said facility or not facility, maybe material things, sometimes new is better. And friends also said mostly the friend, old friend is important. if one constantly kept the very, very old clothes, then it seems not necessary when material things are developed, flourishing, then what is it, very rich, you can change something. If you say, not rich country, sometimes they only maybe have within 1 year, you buy new entire clothes only one time or two, three times, four times. That's maybe enough for some people, and you need more. But in poor place, maybe only one time or few years only change some clothes. Change some clothes is not very important, but you're saying the meaning is if a friend, you don't value old friend or long-term friendship and always seeking something new, then especially in stable community, it's not very good. Community, what's it called? They build up community with the human connections and for common interest or some bound link, some reason, sometimes it's a faith, sometimes it's blood kind of chain, sometimes geological or working kind of a chore, share some same, space and time to work. Finishing some project or things, and you can create community. Sometimes just for study, sometimes maybe it's from interest, what is entertaining or personal interest, to create some community. But within those, also important to recognize each one's respect the friendship in formal friendship, very important. As one master said, he knew many rich people, but their mind is not necessarily very rich and happy. Then when they open when he went to their bathroom, sometimes you can see many medicines helping to pills you have to take for sleep. And each time he said, "Oh, a few years ago I came there having one wife, and then after a few years he came and you another wife, and third time you again see another girlfriend or something." So he seems that those. Maybe this is individual freedom, one side, but second, another side is maybe you try to value the long-lasting friendship is very important, especially in some certain culture, I think. But sometimes new, of course, every so-called long friendship also started from some point, so from that is new. So for future also too, one can open arm to acceptance, accept some new friendship, but do not ban the old one. That is meaning. And also too, in some cases, when you have a material or anything, you have to properly use it for good reason. Like we were saying, teachings, we have this garland of Bodhisattva, or Bodhisattva's garland, right? The text. So we have so many sutras and shastras available materially, online also available, a lot of those Bodhisattva the Garland of Jews is just one very short of those treaties. But it's very, very important to firmly establish these, the instructions in your mind and meditate on it. These are very important. Otherwise, if we always kind of taking and throwing away same time, like very quickly, and just the hearing, that's enough. No more kind of contemplation, meditation, or anything like that. But if you see the all essence of these commentaries and the sutras are pretty much same. So you should start one and then continuously kind of make it, embrace it, and mature your mind. But if you're seeking for different deities or enlightened kind of are the beings, you're following these different, then in each case is different. Sometimes it's good for one, may not good for others. So, but always you have to deepen in what the essence of teaching is, as you materialize your mind. That part is very important. So hearing, contemplation, meditating, and the dissolve or manifest in one's 24-hour actions, these are the same. This way of practice, finally, if you practice 100 Yidam or enlightened deities, or practice one to successful way, successfully, then it's same. It said, one deity, practice one deity or one instructions, you can, same as you successfully kind of trained in 100 different ways of different deities. So it says, sometimes people like to have a different name, this Dharma name, and after that, another Dharma name, or practice this ritual, and this. And of course, there are many choices to make, not only stay in one kind of a training, but generally, it means step by step, finish one step, fully. Kind of full hardly, then move on to another treatise. These are very much emphasized. And sometimes because we don't have that much time to do many things in different way. You do this and that, then you lost, focusing on the essence of teaching, and then to step by step to deepening on the with the meditation, deepen your own one's own experience is important. That is main purpose. Yeah. As I said, this one, do not disparage others, and be steadfast and reliable all the time. That means you can diligently kind of deep cultivating one's practice with a stable mind, not always changing mind, flattering mind, or so this is also, do not disparage others, but always treat everyone with respect. These words are very simple, but have a very important heavyweight meaning. If we can do one thing, try not to disparage others, and then always treat others with respect, is already some you can call yourself as a practitioner. That is means avoiding harm as much as possible. Do not disparage others. And then with a kind of a faith of something good, do something good, be good, that kind of understanding, devotion towards that in one's mind, then respect everyone. Maybe sometimes people think, oh, there are a lot of people with different characteristics. Some are good, some are bad, and some I agree with them, some I don't agree. Some I appreciate, some I don't appreciate. So I don't think I can respect all people, or all beings, others, everyone. Then also from the point of view of particular actions, that is right. You can say, oh, there is a right and a wrong, that's a virtue or non-virtue, these things. But overall, our mentality should be not only watching, the observing kind of aspect of one's mind, but also have the courage to wish them to be good, look after their well-being or behalf of their kind of future benefit. So in this Mahayana teaching, the bodhicitta or mind of altruism is saying, you have a mentality to try to this care about their future. If they are not doing good now, doesn't mean they are kind of done and forever, you know. It's like parents, they are, when they helping to raise kids, it does different behaviors may brought when you brought the kids up, they have different behaviors. But the parents mostly have this good intention and the motivation to kind of help them out in best way as much as they can. So similarly, for a few sentient beings, with respect doesn't mean they are doing everything in proper way and good in the manner. But we are saying our motivation and love, care is there, so respect them is there. One made some huge mistake, but we try to continuously address or direct them to enlightenment, or serving them as serving them in temporary happiness and long-term happiness, mostly especially long-term happiness. That is, this one said, always respect. And when giving instructions, maintain compassion and altruism. Never defame the teachings. Set your sights on what inspires you the most, And through the 10 forms of Dharma practice, exert yourself in sessions day and night. So it said, when you're giving instructions, like I do some these teachings, and many, many other Dharma teachers also doing the same thing. But also not only for the teaching, but if you say you are anything like with a good heart and good deeds, try to be good, do good, the kind of mindset. If you say only four, one verses of teaching, then you actually are spreading the instruction. Only one single mind generates some altruism, try to want to help others in really more selfless kind of regard, then you are actually practicing some way of there is a merit or approaching to higher ground of the approaching to enlightenment. The enlightenment direct is wisdom aspect, but the indirect is the compassion aspect. So with the compassion, good motivation, if you say, using words, or you are doing or being good, is already a practice. And you already having this instruction to how to be, and how you are helping other with those instructions. So in those times, he said, maintain compassion and altruism anytime. That need self alert and awareness about their mind and habitual patterns, really what is the intention. Sometimes people want to do good, and they say, oh, this is if you are giving something, making donation, that's wonderful. So because this is too good, so I wanted to make a photo of whatever giving, and in the beginning to the end, and put online and seek others' request, was respect and the happiness, maybe. So, and then it's maybe okay. But sometimes people think, oh, this is also a way to advancing myself, and people may look up me, and I do this, maybe, how to say, there is a virtue, so this is mine virtue, you know. So strong mind and I forming those kind of a concept more stronger, then you have to be careful. With the I and the attachment of mind, then everything started. So so I said, do not, never defame the teachings. It's also important. Some people maybe think, oh, Dharma is just a Buddhist teaching, or these are, what's it called? Philosophy. So I'm teaching philosophy without any kind of, really wanted to cultivate or practice. And even they don't have a really belief of enlightenment, so, but they're saying something, paramita or anything like vipassana, something. So that is not the very best way. Of course, they have the rights to say, even you wanted to defame, it's a human rights, that's right. But from Buddhist community, as a Buddhist, or we can say following the enlightened ones, enlightened lineage of this Dharma, then one shouldn't like make fun of this sacred teaching and many enlightened beings. I heard sometimes people following Tibetan Buddhism for many, many years, and suddenly they kind of turn to against or saying, oh, these are Tibetans, lamas, or something, like using the words and the way of this, using the tone is sarcastic and, to say, not really respect the kind of way. So for maybe open kind of society, more open mind, they think, oh, these are regular, you can joke everything out. You can joking around and make fun of anything. But from us, we think these are too really secret to make fun of by really real followers. But if you're not followers, if you wanted to criticize, it's one's right, human rights, but not encouraged in internal kind of real followers. If some people think, or others are also doing this, so I also should make fun of my ancestor, not ancestor, the, what's it called, transmission, realization, lineage of those past practitioners, realized beings. So these are cannot really, if you follow, you really have to have the good intention. Even in worldly life, you are trying to be a success in minister or president or something, you have to take oath that I was kind of loyal to this country and the people and protect the law, what really law should kind of, what it said in the law, and also respect the way to process in, what's it called, the legislation, administration, or these, you have to respect those. Even the ancient time, king or princess, if you king, princess make fun of a king, may not be the best person to put in throne in future. And they can, they have no kind of a basic rules, basic ethics in their mind, then it's difficult to say, achieve higher something, aim, do good. So student and some teacher also like that. If you can be a friend, but also same time you have a sense of responsibility, the respect to people who pass in knowledge to you, or your family who pass in some wealth to you, raised you. If you not appreciate what they did and sacrifice something, also make fun of them, make fun of the one's parents or teacher, it's not good. So don't talk in front in very bad thing towards each parents, because they are very kind to really to any family raised person. And also genuinely, we don't really think it's a good idea to denounce or defame or anything like your kind teacher. So behind talking something bad is not the best way to do it. Anyway, this is a generally a general instructions like this. And set your sights on the what inspire you the most. That means any teaching. There are a lot of teachings. Some teachings are really, you felt it's really suitable for you, and it's really impact you, changing you in better way, changing some for something good, you know. For so then you can stick on that. Straightly, you can continue to practice that. Not necessarily you can you have to practice all of the different aspects of Dharma is difficult. But some are very inspiring and very suitable for you. And you felt this teaching, this way of this teaching, or it's for you, it's really helping you become more compassionate person. A wise wisdom. Wise doesn't mean like a tricky or these small kind of a worldly wise, but they're saying you can really open your mind and become a kind of a expanding your knowledge and freeing yourself. And you go with more kind of a, spacious kind of a mentality. If you are more narrow, then it's not good either. And through the 10 forms of Dharma practice, a 10 form of Dharma practitioners, this is how you maintain one, like instructions as we had here today. Bodhisattvas, a garland of jewels, these. And what is the best way to study this and the other Dharma study and practice then you can, through some constructive activities that build up positive forces and the further one's Dharma study and the practice, including in ancient time, because we don't have an email or these, you can copy and paste that type of thing. So it's copying the scripture is very important. Copying while you are writing, not copying like today, machine help you just to one page in instantly finished. You write with a prayer and a devotion, sometimes also with a kind of very devotional kind of salutation, something. And then you start copying, writing, and copying the scriptures. And this is one way. And then when you remember, even three gems or three jewels of Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, one is Dharma, including these teachings and realization or experiential practice. So for those books and you are scripting, copying the scriptures, and after that you can put on the altar or in clean and a better place, and you can make an offering of flowers and also a lamp with in front of Buddha's statue, or like pagodas, stupa, or these, and also text or sutra, teachings of Buddha, words of Buddha, these. And also you can, if you have when you practice in generosity, something, not the only the worldly generosity you practice all the time, but you can to give in something to some people who need it most, and poor or sick or anything, if you can assist or you can contribute to help them to relief from the pain, and you can kind of help them to have a hope and become good, that kind of help, you can do it. And there is also listening to teachings means one, if you want just reading the sutra, if you have time, you should silently listen what they are reading, and calmly kind of listen. And when some monks or the teacher reciting teaching these scriptures or sutra, and everybody is talking other things, worldly thing, and where you came from, or how do you doing, and what do you do, something. But there are in the speaker in sometimes, or monk, or they're reciting, then it's better to keep silent and just try to hear the words. And in ancient time, I think it's important because not everyone can read and write. So other people reading, then you can listen, and some do not understand it, later you can ask what is that meaning. Or you can listen, by listen many times, you understand more and more. Eventually you can really understand the whole of the teaching. So listen is important. Listen to the teachings. And if you can read, you should read. Read to your friends and the people who really wanted to know. Some people are because of sick or because unable to read, or not really professional for those things. Then, for example, if one really have a strong devotion to Pure Land tradition, then when they are sick or almost passing, then you should read the scripture or the sutra of Infinite Light, or Amidaba Sutra, or with their or mantras, or you can read. Then you can really peace, to bring peace to the person's mind. and they have a strong, important moment. They have a assist. You can assist them to connect with the spiritual kind of a realization, understanding. These it's important. And another thing is like you can you like say taking the taking to the heart the essence of teachings through the meditation, and not only always saying or hearing, but meditate. Then you can, through the teaching and after that meditating, a meditation experience can confirm or can mature that internal understanding and the realization. So meditating is very important. And then if some people not only reading, but able to explain a profound way to explain the teachings, explaining the teachings, then it's important to kind of keep that hearing teaching, hearing lineage and the oral transmissions, these explaining to the explaining the teachings, it's also part of virtue one can do. For some monks, they're not able to do elaborating many things, but they can recite in the sutra. They have a sutra more than 100 kind of volumes of books. Some are very, very professional to reciting sutras. So it's important to do it. It said even you cannot read the whole, but you just kind of bring you to your hand or head and open it to flip over the page, just kind of roughly kind of what just kind of passing the page is also creating some merit. Detailed reciting, or nowadays you can record what you read. Then if you are a good reader, then you can put it online. Then it's very, also many people, they are not good eyesight, no good eyes to look at things, words or these, they can hear, and then it's helpful. And then, it's another thing is, group like reading. These are also important. Not only one person, but you can organize reading time and reciting or reading sutras loudly by group of people. That does also one practice. And sometimes you don't need to hear or read or by individual group or anything. You are not offering or giving those activities, but just think of particular parts, the teaching of a kind of thinking about the meaning of the text, and you can reflect even one stanza, it just or few stanzas, you analyze again and again what their profound meaning is. It's a kind of a meditation, actually, analytical meditation. These are important. One is thinking about something, the pointing essential. Some are very key words of those teachings. And then you have some view, conclusion. Then meditating single-pointedly on the meaning of the teaching. So that is how you really mature the teachings or shastras, sutras and shastras of Buddha and the Bodhisattvas, like Atisha's, the Bodhisattva's garland of teaching, garland of jewels. You should kind of go this process. That's called Tandharma activities or this way. Ten forms of Dharma practice, you can say, is this you can do. Now our time is now right, so we have a last class on Friday, then this text will finish, but the real training is not finished, really. You should do daily practice and often put this in reachable place, and then day and night. Sometimes you can put these copies, if you have printed a copy, you can put on your head side of sleeping and respect. Before that, you sleep, you can do prostration 3 times and then to read and practice and analyze and put back and then sleep. And the morning, you can also, with respect, put it on top of your head and then read. Maybe just a few stanza or from beginning to end. It's okay. Like this way, it's very effective to one's practice. Now, thank you very much. I'll finish this and then let's dedicate. May the lives of the glorious master be secure, and may all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and faithfully reach enlightenment. If any meritorious energy come out with this or out of it, may it be dedicated to attain of the state that is an ornament of the world and beyond. The stainless jewel of joyous spiritual glory. And by that force, may I be mindful of the gurus in all my lives, blending their thoughts with the mind, and working for a good, for the good of Buddhahood and the living beings. Thank you very much. I'll see you Friday. On Friday.